It's the Maria and Chad show, and we have a special guest in the studio. But before we get to introducing her, did you know just this past week was Make a New Friend Day?
I wish I would have known that. I would have tried to make a new friend.
Well, you can do it today, or you can do it every day of the year, or at least once a year, like one of our coworkers, Erica. You're a salesperson here in the studio, in the building for our
station.
That's
right, yeah.
You do God's work, trying to make us money, trying to make sure we get a paycheck.
Thank you for that. You're welcome.
Tell us your the story behind why you're trying to make new friends and how you've been doing it.
So last year, I went to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of Their Darkness Walk, and somebody said something there that really just struck me. They said, you know, our community is like a patchwork quilt. Some of the pieces of fabric are more bright than others, but you don't ever really notice that some of the pieces of fabric until it's actually ripped out. And then it affects all of the pieces of fabric around it. And I thought, wow, that's really telling, because I just wasn't really feeling connected to a lot of people in my life. You know, I've got social media and clearly I work at the station, so I have a lot of friends, but I kind of was feeling disconnected. So I set this goal for this year of making 52 new friends this year. So one new friend a week. So I don't do it every day, but I think I did meet a friend on Friday. So,
but you're, yeah. I mean, we're 10 months into this. So you've been sticking with it. One friend a week, complete strangers.
Actually, I think I've made way more than 52 friends. Way more.
Already.
Already. I've actually sat down with 52 people already. So I still have 2 months to go. So I'm blogging about it. I'm a little behind on my writing, but technically, yeah, I've met all 52.
That is amazing.
So are these, and I apologize if my question's out of line, is this just guys that want to hook up with you? Like, I mean, the people that you are meeting with, I mean, who are these people?
Maybe some of them. Some of them I did, like, write about people I went on online dates with, and just because they had interesting stories, so I thought, okay, well, I'll just kind of write about that on my blog. But you know what? They're everybody. They're my neighbors that live right next door to me. They're people that I've met in the line at the grocery store. People that I maybe kind of have a business relationship with that we've just never really sat down and had a cup of coffee, and they tell me all these fascinating things. But the great majority of people, I just put out that I was doing this, and I got this flood of people saying, hey, I'd like to sit down with you and be your friend.
Aw.
If you're just tuning in, I want to remind everybody listening that we have Erica in the studio with us. She does sells commercials for our show and for Cool FM. So we appreciate what she does. But she also decided to make 52 new friends this year, one new friend a week. What are some of the weird ones? You've definitely met some strange people. I'm sure they're not all just like awesome people. You're so happy you've met them.
That you'll be sending Christmas cards to.
Yeah, the majority of people I really liked and connected with. But of course, there are some people that I didn't really quite connect with. Even those people, I found like they had really good qualities that I could see the good qualities. Maybe just not a great connection for me.
She's way nicer than I would be.
Okay, like, give us some dirt.
Yeah, probably the most difficult ones were the ones that I went out on dates with, just to kind of see who they were as people. And there was this one guy that I went out on a date with, super handsome guy. And I was kind of wondering, like, why is he interested in me? But super handsome guy. And we go out on this date, and it seemed like he seemed like a very nice, genuine guy on the date. And then after the date, I looked at his social media page, and it was all objectifying women. And I was kind of like, who is this person? Because I just spent like a couple hours with you.
And you didn't get that vibe at all when you were with him.
No, I didn't get that vibe at all. But then I went out on a second date with him because I was like trying to figure out, like, who is this guy? Like, is he the guy that I see, or is he like his social media stuff? And I never quite got the answer, but it was
so
kind
now
of
you're
funny.
Engaged to him and you're gonna get that answer.
No. After 2 dates, I was like, no more.
And didn't you meet a witch? Were you saying something? You like met a witch on accident?
Yeah. So this
on accident.
On accident. One of my old coworkers said, I'd really like for you to sit down with this person. So I didn't ask a lot of questions, but they said, you know, she's had cancer, so she's had a double mastectomy. Do you care if it's maybe like a few months down the road? And I was like, sure, no problem. So I sit down, I get to the coffee shop, and I'm thinking we're going to talk about the whole time about how cancer has changed her life. So that's my first question, is how has cancer changed your life? And she goes, well, to be honest with you, not at all. And I was like, well, that's weird.
Yeah. So, I have no more questions. Thanks for meeting with me.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so I said, where does that come from? And she said, well, you know, listen, honey, I'm at 70 years old. I'm closer to the end of my life than I am the beginning. So, you know, these things happen. And I'm thinking, and I just asked her, I said, well, where does that come from? You know, do you have like some element of faith, or, you know, is it something that, you know, you've read a lot about? And she goes, well, actually, I think it's because I'm a witch. And literally, like, the car in my head went, what? And I just kind of sat there with my mouth open for 2 whole minutes going, okay, I don't even know the questions to ask after this. But it was this whole story of how she became a witch and how she met this coven and, like, kind of what led her to that. And so it was fascinating.
You, too, can meet fascinating people if you decide to make a new friend every week for a year.
Well, I want
to
know, did you join her coven?
No. But she did invite me to an event, and I did go to the event, and they were all fascinating, wonderful ladies. And she even told me, she was like, most witches won't tell you they're a witch, but they are.
So are you not telling us you're a witch?
No, I'm really not a witch. What I realized by being in that group, they all seem like they have, like, this supernatural, like, energy power stuff. And they looked at me and said, what do you have? And I was like, pretty much nothing. And don't have anything like that. I'm sorry. I wish I did, but I don't.
Well, do us a favor, Erica. Please keep us in mind when you meet weird people. We want to we don't want to hear about the nice people. We meet nice people every day. We want to hear about the weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah, and I meet some of them sometimes too, but it's not weirdos in a bad way. It's usually weirdos in a really interesting, kind of cool way.
She has such a positive
spin
on
her.
Things. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you stopping by. Now go sell some commercials for us if you don't mind.
Done.